Over the last several weeks, we have been looking at the resurrection story and many of the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. Last week, we saw how Jesus sent the disciples to Galilee. And while waiting for Jesus, a few of them go and decide to go out fishing, and they catch nothing. And they don't recognize who Jesus is, but he hollers from the bank to fish from the other side. They bring in the huge haul and finally recognize that it is Jesus. And as we heard earlier, Peter jumps out of the boat and swims to the shore. And Jesus shares a meal with them. And then we hear the famous interchange when Jesus pulls Peter off to the side. From John 21, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Three times Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter says, "Yes, you know that I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." Now, this is one of the most popular of the resurrection stories, and this passage is very deep, and it has a lot of ways for us to consider it. But what I want to focus on today are these three words: feed my sheep. Now, what exactly was Peter supposed to feed us? Was Peter supposed to host a big fish fry? Was Jesus going to teach Peter that little trick with the fish and the loaves and feed thousands of people and still have leftovers? Well, I think most of us are smart enough to realize that Jesus was talking about a different kind of diet, a spiritual diet. When I think of a food diet, I'm reminded of that old food pyramid they taught us in school. Remember that big giant triangle? But this doesn't make any sense anymore, does it? They're trying to retool it and reconfigure it because you can't eat bread anymore, right? Because it's got what? Gluten and carbs, right? We can't eat bread. And too many people are allergic to nuts, right? We got to take them off the food pyramid. And we're not allowed to eat meat because it's got hormones and antibiotics and, you know, was it organic or whatever? And well, you know, they say our fruits and our vegetables are so hybridized, they've lost their nutritional value and they're covered in pesticides. And well, food is complicated now, isn't it? It used to be a lot simpler. Even drinking water is complicated. Remember when you just hold the garden hose up as a kid and would drink out of it? Now they say the chemicals in the tap water will kill you. And if you go buy bottled water, you're just polluting the environment. So I'm not sure the food pyramid has value anymore. But what if we made a spiritual food pyramid? I mean, what kind of things would we put on a spiritual diet? What was Peter supposed to feed us, right? On the short list would be the Bible, the prayer, going to church, having communion. And of these things, how many servings do you think we should have? Right? Because some things, 2 to 3 servings per day, 5 to 6 servings per day. What else should be on there? But you see, the problem is many Christians think that all they need is one serving of God per week. Because let's face it, most Christians do very little during the week. Very few read the Bible every day, pray every day, or even worship God throughout the week. It's almost as if Sunday morning they had their breakfast of champions and the rest of the week they get to eat whatever they want, right? It's like you come here and you get your one serving of God per week, like Christian Krispies. Could you imagine that? A 2,000-year-old Jewish recipe, guaranteed to make your life better, your problems magically go away, and regular servings lead to wealth and success. Best of all, you only need one bowl per week. And once you had your one bowl on Sunday, you're free to enjoy whatever you want the rest of the week, right? So why not feel good about yourself? After all, you made it to church. Enjoy some prideful pancakes. Go ahead, brag about what you did on Sunday. And as long as you're thinking about yourself, why don't you go out and find some instant satisfaction? With Have It Now brand instant satisfaction, you get what you want, when you want, no questions asked. After all, don't you deserve it? And just when you think things could not get any better, serve up some It's All About Me cake mix. Because when you enjoy It's All About Me cake mix, you're telling the world, I'm out here to take care of old number one. And why not? It's your money. You worked hard. You earned it. Nobody's more deserving than you. And then why not do the weekend right and indulge in some sinful temptations? Enjoy sinful temptations because it's okay to be a little naughty every now and then, right? And why not? Your one healthy dose of Christian Krispies is just one day away. So live it up and get renewed on Sunday morning and enjoy it because it'll wipe away all those pesky sins. And just one serving a week can include, fix all your problems, including illness and job loss and marital problems. So whenever you're in trouble, just break out that box of Christian Krispies when you need it and then put it back up on the shelf the rest of the week. And if you love Christian Krispies, you should try some of our other products, such as I Can't Believe You're Not a Christian. When you want the feel and taste of a real Christian that will fool even your mother-in-law. And why not wash it all down with Christian Zero? Christian Zero has all the real Christian taste, but absolutely no Bible. Looks and tastes like the original Christian without all the rules and discipline of the original. Now, I know this is silly and absurd, but isn't that what most Christians are doing? They take 1 hour a week, they give it to God, they think good about themselves, and then they spend the rest of the week feasting for themselves on worldly things. One day a week was not the diet Jesus was telling Peter to put us on. Simply coming to church on Sundays is snacking and not feeding. John Wesley had a pretty good idea over 200 years ago what a healthy Christian diet should entail. John Wesley, if you did not know, was the founder of the Methodist movement. I'm not sure how many of you knew this, but John Wesley had three simple rules in life. Do no harm, do good, and attend to the ordinances of God. I think many of us believe in doing no harm, at least most of the time. I think many of us believe in doing good, at least most of the time. But really, aren't a lot of non-Christians doing good? I mean, aren't there a lot of charities run by non-Christians, a lot of people doing good things? So what is it that sets us apart from the world? It's that third rule, attend to the ordinances of God. And what that means is attend to the things that make you grow closer to God. Attend to things that help feed you, things that nourish you. And it includes things like the public worship of God. And that's what we're doing here today. And John Wesley called for the ministry of the word. This is the public reading and teaching of God's word, also included in our service, but not just limited to Sunday mornings. And then we have the supper of the Lord, which we call Holy Communion. I don't know if you knew this, but John Wesley took Holy Communion every single day of his life. Wesley calls for family and private prayer. We need to spend time every day praying to God, praying on our own privately, but we also need to spend time praying together. We try to do that on Wednesday nights at 7, right? And even with your immediate family, there is some truth to that old saying, remember, the family that prays together stays together? And John Wesley also says we should be searching the Scriptures. That's different than just reading the Scriptures. Searching the Scriptures means we need to study God's Word. We need to chew on God's Word. We need to wrestle with God's Word. And finally, he calls for fasting or abstinence. Both fasting and abstinence are a means of sacrifice. That means we deprive ourselves of things, a physical sacrifice like from food or something else, or abstinence from ungodly things, but it helps us remember the sacrifice of being a follower of Christ. And these things are not just a Sunday serving. These are things that should be part of your daily diet. Your daily diet, what you need to be fed on, needs to be centered on Christ. From John chapter 6, it says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" And Jesus continues to explain, verse 53, it says, Jesus said to them, "Verily, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." That's what Jesus said. Feed my lambs. We need to live on Jesus Christ. And it's not easy. John Wesley believed in a daily pursuit of holiness. You know, our physical bodies require two things to change, right? A healthy diet, and the right exercise. Right? Don't you really need both to be healthy? Our Christian lives are the same way. When Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep," he was telling Peter that we need to nourish our bodies with Christ and exercise our faith. Because when we feed on the things of this world, we'll find ourselves eventually to be tired, to be worn down, and to be empty. And some people always seem to have some kind of hunger in their life, and they're never satisfied. But let me tell you something. If you want fulfillment, it can only be found in a life with Jesus Christ. Because finding Christ is not a one-time event. Living for Christ is not just on Sunday mornings. Because the world feeds us garbage. The world feeds us greed. The world feeds us pride. The world feeds us envy. And it feeds us lust. And we try to live off the world 6 days a week, and it produces nothing but sin and pain in our lives. But living in Christ daily provides a whole new kind of life. It is through Christ that we are made alive. It is through Christ that we are transformed. It is through Christ that we can live daily in hope and love and peace. But you see, it takes our work. It takes our effort to continually to live it. Trust me, I know diets are hard to start. I lost 30 pounds last year, and it wasn't lost very long. I found it again. It's hard to cleanse ourselves and get back to eating right. But once we do it, it becomes easier and easier until we stop craving the junk and we start craving the good. And life with Christ is just like a diet. It's not easy to start, but once you start, you start to feel the difference. You feel your life being transformed. You see God working in great ways. Folks, we can't be Sunday morning Christians anymore. We need to go and live by the Word of God, by the bread of God, by the blood of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we come to you today, Lord, too many times we don't make you a seven-day-a-week event. Often we leave here and we go and live our lives the way we want and not the way we're called. Lord, let us to start taking more of you. Let us consume your word. Let us be filled with your spirit. Let us taste the living water. Let us have the bread of eternal life. Lord, allow it to shape us and transform us into powerful witnesses so that as we live out our faith, we lead others to the same faith in Jesus Christ. And all of this we do by the power of your Holy Spirit. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Think about the week that you just had. How many days were you eating a godly diet? How many days were you taking in God's word? How many days were you drinking of that special water? See, if we want to live fully for God, we need to be fed right. We can't just have a daily serving once a week. We need to worship God every day, pray to God every day, live in His Word, serve through His Word. And when we are nourished by the Holy Spirit, we will be changed. And it is through the Holy Spirit that we become living witnesses to the world. May you have been fed this morning, and may you leave here with a desire to continue to chew on God's word, to receive a daily dose of His nourishment, and may it begin to change and transform your world as you grow in your spiritual walk. Let us leave here as God's children, ready to serve Him each and every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.